God bless you for being here this morning. As you can see from my screen there, we're going to be talking about critical race theory and Black Lives Matter. And at the end of the message, I've got a little video that I've made up of a news item off the TV last week, right? A current ad that's being run to show you what's going on, all right? So we'll look at that at the end. I want you this morning, please, to open your Bibles, please, to Luke chapter 21, verse 5 to 11, and then we're going to be looking at verses 26 to 28. In these scriptures, the Lord Jesus was answering the questions that his disciples had asked him about the prophesied destruction of the temple. Remember the context? Which the Matthew 24 rendering of the same event includes the question, what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus was discussing future events with them, alright? This is the context of this scripture that we're going to read from Luke chapter 21 verses 5 to 11. We read, and as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with godly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they answered him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and the time draws near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Now skipping down to verses 26 to 28 we read, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us get something out of this today that's relevant to us and important to us, that we won't be, running around in fear and wondering what's going on, like Chuck with his head cut off. We'll know what's happening, and we'll know that the Lord is in control and we can trust him. Amen? So let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the scripture that you've given us, Lord, as our truth text today. And we pray, Lord, that as we consider the message that you've given me, Lord, to present this morning, Lord, to this small group of people, we pray, Lord, that you'd teach us from it, comfort us from it, Lord, and instruct us, Lord, and have us ready, as you'd said, as these things begin to come to pass, Lord, to look up, for our redemption draws nigh, Lord, and we look forward to that, our Redeemer, Lord, as Job said, he will see his Redeemer eye to eye and face to face, Lord, and we pray for that day that we too, Lord, will behold you face to face, and with our own eyes we shall see you, Lord, and we pray that we will be ready and waiting and prayed up and watching for that event, Lord. So bless this time, Lord. Bless the message to us too, Lord. Instruct us from it, comfort us from it, Lord, and correct us from it even, Lord, as we go through it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning, continuing with the series of messages which I've entitled All Things Must Be Fulfilled, we are now at part 5, in which I want us to take a look at some more events that are taking place in the world in our present day that I believe clearly indicate that the Lord's return for his bride, the church, to take her to his Father's house in heaven is close at hand. Amen?
Amen.
We believe that the scriptures prophesy that this event, which we know as the rapture, will take place prior to the 7-year period of the Great Tribulation, when God pours out his wrath upon a disbelieving and rebellious world, and at the same time judges Israel for their rejection of him and his son, their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of that 7-year tribulation period, also called the time of Jacob's trouble in Jeremiah chapter 30, the Lord Jesus returns to the earth in company with the saints who have been with him at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and he establishes his millennial kingdom, ruling from his throne in the temple in Jerusalem. Amen. In these messages, we've been considering a number of historical events that the scriptures prophesy will be signs that we Christians should observe and recognize as heralding the Lord's second coming, and which must first come to pass prior to the millennial kingdom being established. Things which the Lord has told us in verse 28 of our opening scripture, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen? In my message today, I want to focus again mainly upon what the Lord prophesied in verse 11 and 12 of Luke 21, where we read, "Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." In my previous message, which was part 4 in the series, I went into detail about how I believe that the Lord's prophecy of nation will rise against nation was in reality referring to ethnic groups rising violently against other ethnic groups within nations, a situation that we see materializing before our very eyes in society today, particularly in America, and fast spreading to other countries throughout the world, where diverse racial groups are living in close proximity with each other. I pointed out that the word translated as nation in our Bibles is derived from the original Greek word ethnos, where we get our English word ethnic from, okay? Today we have Marxist communist groups like the Black Lives Matter movement in America who have taken center stage in the nation's politics, using anarchy and violence as a way of promoting their critical race theory and their racially divisive white supremacy propaganda, which are now being taught and promoted in every facet of society, particularly in our education system, which includes in all grade levels, in virtually all of the government schools, and in most universities throughout the land. This critical race theory teaching is permeating everywhere and being accepted. Amen? In my previous message, I closed by stating that we will be examining some information about Black Lives Matter, and see how the movement is being exploited by left-wing, socialist-leaning political parties in America, people who aim to bring in a one-world government that the Bible prophesies will be in power during the 7-year Great Tribulation period led by the Antichrist. That's where all this is leading. But be not pulled down and frightened by these events that are now taking place, particularly in America. "Be not terrified," Jesus says to his followers in Luke 9, verse 9 of Luke 21, our opening scripture this morning, because they are part of the prophetic events that must first come to pass in order for all things to be fulfilled. And so, as we've just mentioned, in our current historical period, we are witnessing the emergence of nations rising against nation, with Marxist communist groups like Black Lives Matter taking center stage in America, with their critical race theory being taught and promoted, stirring racial hatred and ethnic division, and destabilizing the entire country, and increasingly, the entire world. All of these current movements, which are causing the violence and destruction, are trained in Marxist ideologies and propaganda, that is, socialist or communist beliefs. And they are simply being used to prepare the people for the totalitarian socialist government, which the Bible prophesies will be in place during the time of the end, when the Antichrist arrives on the scene and takes absolute rule over the whole world. With regard to Black Lives Matter, it is a political movement that was founded in 2013 by 3 radical black organisers: Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors, C-O-L-L-O-R-S, Cullors, and Opal Tometi, T-O-M-E-T-I. So these are the 3 leaders of the founding leaders of Black Lives Matter: Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors, and Opal Tometi. It is a political movement that was founded in 2013 by three radical organisers. In response to their misguided and patently false belief that discrimination, particularly against black people in America, is systemic. They say it's systemic. To say that something is systemic, as the Black Lives Matter members do about racial discrimination in our societies, means that it affects every part of society and culture, rather than just certain parts or different sections of it. They believe that the racial discrimination is systemic in all of the cultures throughout the world. No one with any amount of common sense will argue that there is no such thing as racial discrimination in our culturally diverse nations. Unregenerate mankind will always attempt to take advantage of other human beings in order to advance their own selfish ambitions. Nevertheless, evidence proves that to claim that discrimination is systemic in America is false, and that belief can quickly and easily be proven false once we make verifiable facts the source of our beliefs and not politically motivated opinions that are driven by our emotions. However, there are people within our societies with socialistic political motives who have evil intentions for the future of all the democratically elected governments throughout the world. These manipulative and unscrupulous people understand how easy it is to ignite a victim mentality among those who, rightly or wrongly, believe that they have been wronged in some way in the past. These wicked people know how to feed the negativity that they have kindled in the hearts and minds of discontented people, spreading fake news through media sources, which also are led by people with left-wing socialist ideas and agendas. They know how to aggravate and intensify that discontent in order to exploit the reactions of the target populations to further their own political goals. That's what's going on. That's exactly what has taken place, first with the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement, and then with those that they've been able to convince that they have a good and noble cause to justify a violent uprising, a cause which they hope will lead to a better life for them and also get them revenge upon those who have supposedly discriminated against them and tormented them and their ancestors down through the past ages. All three of the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement, Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors, and Opal Tometi, are trained Marxists. Communists, in other words. They began the movement back in 2013 in response to the shooting death of a young black man at the hand of a white neighbourhood watchman, which sparked a national outcry which resulted in acts of violence by the black populations over perceived racial injustice. With the increase in racial tension since then, since 2015 or 2013, when that took place, the official movement has expanded and many more local chapters have formed. But who are these founding leaders of the movement and what are their goals? In a video from 2015, the organisation's co-founder, Patrice Cullors, described herself and fellow co-founder Alicia Garza as trained Marxists. She said that. They're trained Marxists, clearly revealing their movement's ideological foundation. Cullors was a protege of a man named Eric Mann, a former agitator of the Weather Underground domestic terror organisation in America, which bombed several federal buildings during the 1970s, including the Capitol building and the Pentagon. You remember anything about that? Yeah, I do. I remember when that happened. Patrice Cullors spent years absorbing the Marxist-Leninist ideologies of Eric Mann and the teachings that shaped her current communist worldview. You probably don't know about this Weather Underground movement, but the information is on the internet if you're interested. Just go and check the history. But the Weather Underground domestic terror organisation was led by a man named Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers, you'll hear that name if you're listening to any of the people that are talking about what's going on with the American government today, you'll hear of Billy Ayers, all right? But anyhow, the Weather Underground domestic terror organisation was led by a man named Bill Ayers. During the 2008 presidential elections in America, it was revealed that Bill Ayers had close connections with Barack Obama. and their close association was very much responsible for Obama's spectacular rise in popularity. Obama quickly gained endorsement and promotions from rich American businessmen and politicians, politically motivated people who had been actively financing communist subversives for more than a century. That information about Barack Obama's association with Billy Ayers, the founder of the Weather Underground terrorist, domestic terrorist organisation, it's all there for anyone to go and see. But the left-wing media don't mention it. They never mention it while the election was on either. There was a whole heap of things about Barack Obama that the left-wing media did not mention, but which can be proven to be fact. And his association with Billy Ayers is able to be established quite easy. And even in his own book, he mentions Billy Ayers and how he was an influence on his understanding of politics, you see. In many ways, Black Lives Matter is a resurrection of Billy Ayers' violently radical Weather Underground movement. The Black Lives Matter movement is a resurrection of Bill Ayers' violently radical Weather Underground movement. The practices of maximum property damage and extreme anti-white racism of Black Lives Matter originated with the Weather Underground, which promoted the belief that all white babies were tainted with the original sin of skin privilege and that all white babies are pigs. So we learn that Eric Mann, who is a protege of Marxist Bill Ayers, was the mentor of Patrice Cullors, founder of the Black Lives Matter, which has the same basic philosophy and tactics as the Weather Underground. As unbelievable as it may sound to those who have not been following the history of these Marxist communist organisers and agitators, Bill Ayers and several other members of the Weather Underground eventually became professors in a number of American universities. Unreal, eh? They bomb these buildings. They're terrorists. They murder people. Even bomb the Capitol and other government buildings in America. Known to have agitated and done it themselves. And the court let them off. And so they went from there. Well, here's another way we can do it. We'll get into the universities. We'll become professors and teach the people. All right? They eventually became professors in a number of American universities. There is an evil agenda promoted among influential Marxists, particularly in America, but also here in Australia and elsewhere in the Western democratically governed nations, which is identified as the Long March Through the Universities. That's what they call it. The Long March Through the Universities. The teaching is that if socialist Marxist ideas can be taught to successive generations of university students, then eventually there will be a cultural shift towards Marxism and communism. This program has been effective and amazingly successful, evidenced by what we observe currently taking place in America through the Black Lives Matter movement. An acceptance of critical race theory and the promotion of the dangerous but falsely radical motivated beliefs of white supremacy and white privilege. This program has been effective and amazingly successful. This long march through the universities has been so amazingly successful, evidenced by what we observe currently taking place in America through the Black Lives Matter movement, the acceptance of critical race theory, and the promotion of the beliefs of white supremacy and white privilege. So all these things are being taught in the universities in America and here in Australia too, might I add. Quoting again from the 2015 video that I previously mentioned, Patrice Cullors says, quote, "The first thing, I think, is that we actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organisers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on, sort of, ideological theories. And I think that what we really tried to do is build a movement that could be utilised by many, many black folk." End of quote. Black Lives Matter official website formally stated that, quote, "We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure," end of quote. That's what they say. That's on their website. "We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure." They're anti-family. "Because its anti-Christian and anti-family agenda created much backlash, even in black communities who have traditionally strong family values, this quote on their website has since been removed. But it doesn't alter that this is still their aggressively held belief and goal, to disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure." Following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody in May 25, 2020, the Black Lives Matter movement gained broad support in both black and white populations, who already were being influenced by racially and politically motivated groups, such as the supposedly anti-fascist group identified as Antifa, for example. We could say much about who George Floyd was and the circumstances surrounding his death, which sparked nationwide ethnically and racially driven protests that quickly descended into riots and death, the destruction of property and violent confrontation with the police. But whether or not that event warranted the violent reaction that resulted from it, which it didn't, nevertheless, the Black Lives Matter and Antifa groups were waiting for just such a situation to give them a supposed reason for the anarchy and violence that followed. At the local level, official Black Lives Matter chapters are essentially far-left front organisations that use racial tension in the communities as a Trojan horse for advancing left-wing political policy and ideology. For example, the official organisation of Black Lives Matter in Washington, D.C., openly dedicates itself to, quote, "creating the conditions for black liberation through the abolition of systems and institutions of white supremacy, capitalism, patriarchy, and colonialism." Black Lives Matter is simply a racist organisation with the stated purpose of destroying Western civilization. They are anti-American, anti-family, anti-heterosexual, anti-Christian, anti-male, and racist against white people. And as we have seen in recent times, they are also xenophobic or anti-Asian, despite that Asians are classified as non-white people. So they're just against anyone that's not, you know, running for their cause. And we can see that on the news, what they've been doing to Asians even before COVID came out. They are 100% a hate group. Black Lives Matter is. They are 100% a hate group. They are openly Marxist and they are anti-American. And they are being fully embraced by the Democratic Party of America, the left-wing news media, and the social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. However, as if their exploitation of ethnic violence as a tool to advance their totalitarian political ideologies is not enough to concern those of us who hold to a biblical worldview and Christian values, listen, all three of the founding leaders of Black Lives Matter openly promote anti-biblical, satanically inspired spirituality, which is also widely accepted and practiced by their followers. In other words, they are demonically influenced occultists. Now that should be, we're getting off politics now, and we're getting into religion, alright? For example, Patrice Cullors comments, quote, "In my religious tradition, you offer things that your loved ones who have passed away would want, whether it's like honey or tobacco, things like that. It is important that we be in direct relationship with the dead. It is literally almost resurrecting spirits that are going to work through us to get the work done."
Wow.
I'll read that again. "In my religious tradition," according to Patrice Cullors, "you offer things that your loved ones who have passed away would want, whether it be like honey or tobacco, things like that. It is important that we be in direct relationship with the dead. It is literally almost resurrecting spirits that are going to work through us to get the work done," end of quote. Malina Abdullah, the co-founder of the Los Angeles chapter of Black Lives Matter, also comments, quote, "What's happened as we invoke these names, as we invoke these names, it is the invocation of their names that goes beyond remembering them. We call out our ancestors. We call them out for specific purpose. The first thing that we do when we hear of a murder is we come out, we pray, we pour out a libation, right? That is a potion as used in witchcraft. We build with a community. This movement is much more than a racial and social injustice movement. At its core, it is a spiritual movement. We always had this spiritual practice. We go to the ocean and do these rituals and really feed our spirits." End of quote. Quoting again from Patrice Cullors, she says, quote, "Our spirituality is at the centre of Black Lives Matter, at the centre of the movement, all right? And that it is not just us. We feel like so many leaders and so many organisers are deeply engaged in a pretty important spiritual practice. I don't think I could do this work without that." End of quote. So these ladies are involved in demonic activity, calling upon demon spirits, and they are teaching other people how to invoke demon spirits, a thing which the God of the Bible clearly condemns. And their involvement in this activity is at the centre of all the racial strife and violence that we witness taking place, and increasingly so on a global scale today. Is it any surprise that these three black Afro-American ladies, who are currently the main instigators in promoting the ethnically associated racial violence that we see spreading throughout the entire world, is it any great surprise that they also promote demonically inspired ancestral spirit worship? Should it be any surprise that the Word of God prophesies that nation shall rise against nation, and that the meaning behind the word nation is actually rooted in the Greek word ethnos, which in turn indicates that the ethnic wars and violence will one day be a sign that confirms the closeness of the Lord's return? He said, this is one of the signs that will... When you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, your redemption will not. As well as that, should it be any surprise to Bible-believing Christians that the real perpetrator behind this Black Lives Matter movement and all this ethnic hatred and violence is none other than Satan himself?
That's right.
And that the real goal of the Black Lives Matter movement is to destroy all societies which have been founded on biblical principles and a Christian worldview, and instead bring in a God-forsaking, socialistic, communist form of one-world government of the type that must be prevailing immediately prior to the day that the Antichrist comes into power as the dictatorial one-world leader. What was it we just mentioned? It was stated by the official organisation of Black Lives Matter in Washington, D.C. They openly dedicate themselves to creating the conditions for black liberation through the abolition of systems and institutions of white supremacy, capitalism, patriarchy and colonialism. End of quote. So, as Bible-believing Christians who have been watching and praying and reading our Bibles, we understand what Jesus meant when he said in Matthew 24:32-34, that we are to learn the parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled.
Amen.
We'll close this morning with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses 1 to 12, where we read that one of the things that must be fulfilled, and which is the reason behind nation rising against nation, or ethnic group rising against ethnic group in racially motivated violence, is that the mystery of iniquity is already at work in this world, inspired by Satan. We are told that this takes place in the days leading up to the approaching 7-year Great Tribulation period of God's wrath, which will come upon the whole world. And just as the Bible warns, for those with eyes to see, we observe that it is already working in our current day. It shouldn't be any surprise. But the Bible tells us that the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Ethnic and racial differences are being exploited by evil people behind the scenes, inspired by Satan to help steer public opinion away from the acknowledgement of God and the Bible and a biblical worldview, and instead towards a dictatorial, socialist and communist form of government which will enslave the people, forcing the Antichrist rule upon them. Our scripture this morning, if I want to close with, is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Eh? Now I beseech you, brethren, and we're talking about this Black Lives Matter, and we shouldn't be surprised to see that it's already, all this stuff's happening in the world today, all this racial violence. Mm. Particularly now we found out that this nation, rise against nation, is ethnic strife, all right? We shouldn't be surprised that it's happening, because God tells us that the mystery of iniquity is already working in the world. But see, there's been civil uprisings all the way down. This is the whole purpose of my messages. There's been wars and rumors of wars and nations rising against nations and kingdom against kingdom, civil uprising all the way down through history. But there's never been one that's been racial. Ethnicity. That's the whole point of my message. Anyway, 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 1 to 12 says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, yet with you, I told you these things." See, hey, there's a bloke there, Paul, reminding people about things he'd already taught them. All right, "I told you these things, and how ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work." It's already working in the lands today, my friends. "Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders." Now this stuff that's going on today with the Black Lives Matter, and we've just proven now with their occultic religious beliefs and practices, "even him whose working is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." In my next message in this series, which will be part 6, I hope to examine how I believe that this Greek word ethnos that we've been studying is also an integral part of the prophecy in Luke 21:11, which warns that pestilences will also be a sign of Christ's soon return. That word pestilences and ethnos has connections, my friends. Perhaps the prophecy of nations rising against nation, or ethnic groups rising against ethnic groups in wars against each other, also has some close association or connection to the prophecy that there will be pestilences unleashed upon the whole earth in the time leading up to and during the Great Tribulation period. An association that will make the coronavirus pandemic of today seem like a Sunday school picnic. There's something coming, my friend. We're only seeing this beginning to come to pass. It's maturing. Let's close in prayer. And after we do, I want to run a short video on the TV, which demonstrates that the Black Lives Matter Marxist philosophy and teaching of critical race theory and white privilege is about to be unleashed big time upon our school kids here in Australia. Okay, let's close in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to be taught from your word, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that you sent your Holy Spirit to give us wisdom, Lord, when we read your word, to help us interpret what you mean, Lord, and what you say. As we've already said here in the meeting this morning, Lord, the unbeliever cannot understand the word of God because these things are spiritually discerned. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given us your Holy Spirit to allow us to discern what it is that you are saying through your word to us, Lord. And we pray, Lord, as we consider that all this Black Lives Matter and all these vaccines and all these things, Lord, are part of the iniquity that's already working, Lord. The spirit of iniquity is already working in the earth today, Lord. All these things must come to pass. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given us wisdom, given us understanding, enlightened our eyes, and shone light into our hearts, Lord, to be able to understand these things and keep us safe. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.